B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Ches. We're going to start 14 lines from the top of the Omud. Neima Hani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi. We saw in Davav Omud Beis, at the bottom of the Omud, those are machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, two Amiroim, whether Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or Tuma Duchuya B'tzibur. And then we saw later on in the Gemara, on Dav Zayin Omud Beis, where the Gemara said Tanoihi, it's actually Machlekes Tanoim, that Reb Shimon says Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibur, and Reb Yehuda says Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. Now the Gemara is suggesting we may have another set of Tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, that are also arguing whether Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. Neima Hani Tanoi. The Gemara is suggesting that the two Tanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda of Dav Zayin Omud Beis, is Kahani Tanoi, arguing in the same machlekas that we're about to see between Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. The Tani we learned in a brisa, echod ze ve'echod ze. And we've already seen this brisa a little bit, and Afdal Amud Aleph, that both the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days before Yom Kippur and the Kohen that was going to burn the Por Aduma 7 days before burning the Por Aduma, they would each have to go into a chamber where they would be protected. And we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that the Kohen Gadol would go into a chamber called Lishkas Parhedrin. We saw in the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that the person, the Kohen that was going to burn the Por Aduma, would go into a Lishkosh al Pnei Abira. And what would he do there? He would stay there for the week. Echod zev, echod zev, both of these, mazin olav kol shiva, one would sprinkle on them all 7 days that they are there, mikol chatos shahayusham, from all the poradumos, which is called chatos, all the poradumos that had been done up until that point, they would sprinkle from all of them on each of the 7 days onto the Kohen Gadol, 7 days for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Aseir for Sapporo for the 7 days before burning the Parah Aduma. Divi Reb Meir. That was the opinion of Reb Meir, that on day one, day two, day three, all 7 days they would sprinkle. Reb Yosi Yomer. Reb Yosi says no. Ein mazin olav elo shlishi ushvi bilvad. Only on day three and on day seven, because that was the mitzvah. When it says in the Torah that if a person who became Tomei Meis, how does he become Tohir? He has to be sprinkled with this water, with the ashes of the Por Aduma mixed into it on day three from when he became Tomei, and on day seven. And there's no such thing as sprinkling. Before day three, there's no such thing at all. And between three and seven, also not. There's got to be 3rd day is the first time you can sprinkle, and 4 days later on day seven is the second time. So there would be no point of sprinkling on the days in between. The Gemara is going to explain what Reb Meir held, but Reb Yosi says Ein mazin olav elo shlishi ushvi bilvad. Reb Chanina skana kohen imoymer. He makes a type of a compromise. He says kohen hasoyrif es hapara, regarding the kohen who's burning the Por Aduma, mazin olav kol shiva. He gets sprinkled on each of the 7 days. Kohen Gadol b'yom Kippurim, however, the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days prior before Yom Kippur, ein mazin olav elo shlishi ushvi, one only sprinkles on him on day three and on day seven. That's the brisa. The Gemara is now explaining, my love b'ha kemifligi. Let's leave Reb Chanina Sgana Kehanim aside for the moment and focus on Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. What's Reb Meir and Reb Yosi arguing? That Reb Meir says they would sprinkle on the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Aseir of Zapporo all 7 days. Reb Yosi says only day three and day seven. The Gemara is assuming, b'ha kemifligi, this is what they're arguing about. Reb Meir sovar, Reb Meir holds, tuma d'chuya hi b'tzibur. That tuma is not, even regarding tzibur, the communal korbanos, that even though the Torah overrides tuma, it doesn't do it as hutra. It's not as if we don't view the tuma. No, the tuma exists, but we have to override it, especially halacha tuma dechuya b'tzibur. And since tuma is only dechuya b'tzibur, therefore we need a proper tahara. And if you need a proper tahara, then you need to have the sprinkling to be done on exactly the right days. Rabbi Yosi Sovar. Rabbi Yosi says, Tuma hutra b'tzibur. Tuma heter hi b'tzibur. Rabbi Yosi says, no. He says that only that the tzibur, regarding the avoida that belongs to the tzibur, we don't even view the tuma at all. And how do we understand that? So Rashi explains as follows. We know that this kohen is assumed to be tahir. We don't know that he touched a dead person or that he hovered over where a dead person was lying or buried. So we assume him to be Tahir. But for whatever reason, as we've learned previously, either a Maila or you learn it from the Miluim or from Sinai or whatever the sources are, in these two circumstances, a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur or the Kohen Aseiref HaSapara, we separate them 7 days before, extra precaution in preparation for 7 days later. That means for day eight, which was Yom Kippur, or day eight when they would burn the Parah Aduma. Now these 7 days, we know the halachas as follows. In the event that somebody did become Tomei from Tumas Meis, the Torah says that on day three, he became Tomei on day one, then on day three, he gets sprinkled from the Parah Aduma. He cannot get sprinkled from the waters and ashes of the Parah Aduma before day three, and then again day seven, and then he's completed. He's got to go to mikveh, and he's got to do what he's got to do, but he's a part of what he has to do is get sprinkled on day three and on day seven. And then he can become Tahir, and by the end of day seven, he's completely Tahir. So over here, we're taking this Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, or the Kohen Aseiref HaSapara, for separating them for 7 days. Now, we want to make sure that just in case, without us knowing, he became Tomei Tumas Meis, that he's become Tahir. So we want to sprinkle on him on day three and day seven. So if the person became Tomei that day, that first day one, in the case of Yom Kippur, it would be Gimel Tishri, and in the case of Kohen Aseiref HaSapara, it would be whatever day one is, maybe that morning before he got separated, maybe he became Tomei from a mace. In which case, day three of separation is day three, when he can be sprinkled. Okay, so day three, we understand why it should be sprinkled. What happens if he became Tomei the day before the 7 days started? Then day two of the 7 days is day three of becoming Tomei, when he gets sprinkled. What happens if 2 days before he got separated, or any time before that, he became Tumas Meis, we don't know about it? Then day three would be day one, when he became from when he became Tomei. It means day one would be day three from when he became Tomei, and one would sprinkle on him. So it's completely justified to sprinkle on him on day one, because that might be day three. On day two might be day three. Day three might be day three. Now let's skip day four for now. In the event that day one was day three, then day five is day seven from when he became Tomei. If we say that he became Tomei 2 days before he went into the separation, and day one of the separation was day three from becoming Tomei, day five is day seven. We'll sprinkle him. That's the halacha. You sprinkle on day seven. In the event that day two of separation is day three of becoming Tomei, then day six of separation is his day seven of becoming Tomei. In the event that day three was day three of becoming Tomei, then day seven of separation is the day seven of becoming Tomei, he would be sprinkled on. So the Gemara is saying now that according to Reb Meir, Reb Meir holds Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, which means if he became Tomei, indeed it's an issue, we're not comfortable with it. It's not as if, like we're suggesting, according to Reb Yosi, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and we don't even look at the Tumah. No, Reb Meir says it's Dechuya. You have to do everything you can to make sure he's Tahir. If so, every single day, you should sprinkle on him, because it might be day three or day seven from when he became Tomei. So we can understand that Reb Meir says Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur. However, Rabbi Yossi, he'll say Tumah is only Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore really we're not concerned at all about the Tumah. However, as a Maila Ba'alma, as the highest heightened standard of Tara and Kedusha, we want him to be able to be 100% sure. Okay, take these 7 days of separation, sprinkle on him on day three and day seven, and that's fine. But you don't need to go into the fine details. Maybe day two of separation is day three of becoming Tomei, because we're not really concerned. Intrinsically, we're not concerned about the Tumah if Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. That's what the Gemara suggested. Reb Meir sova Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur, and therefore, we want to do everything to the T exactly right in order to make sure that he becomes Tahir. And since the mitzvah is day three and day seven to sprinkle on him, we sprinkle all 7 days. It's just a maila to sprinkle on him, and therefore it's sufficient to sprinkle on day three and day seven. Says the Gemara of Tisbara, can that be the explanation? If you're right, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that does not need us to sprinkle on him every single day, it's because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur Hazar Klal Lomoli. If you hold of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we don't even see the Tomei. Why do you bother sprinkling on him at all? It's totally unnecessary. Elo says the Gemara, it's not what we suggested before. The Machlekas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi is not where the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. The Kule Alma, both Rabbi Yossi and Rav Meir both hold. The Kule Alma, Hani Tanoi Yisavri, both these Tanoim hold. Tumah D'Chuya Hi B'Tzibur. It's only Dochui. And therefore, you do need to try and do the halachas appropriately of sprinkling. V'hocha ba'akam iflagan, this is the Machlekas. Rav Meir Sovar. Rav Meir says, on Rinon, we say there's a concept, Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. The Torah says that the time to sprinkle is not before day 3, not before day 7. Day 3 and day 7 is the right time. So Rav Meir holds that it's a mitzvah to do it at exactly the right time. If it's a mitzvah to do it at the right time, every day might be the right time, as we said before, and therefore sprinkle every day. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Lo yom rinon tvila bizmano mitzvah. He says that it doesn't, even though there's a specific time to do it, before when one could not do it, but it doesn't matter if you do it a little bit late, it's okay. Which means even if day 1 of separation is really day 3 of becoming Tomei, it doesn't matter if you sprinkle on day 3, it's okay. And the same with day 7. Even though day 5 of separation could be day 7 of Tuma, it doesn't matter. Sprinkle on day 7 of separation and it's okay. As long as you've got at least those 4 days between the first sprinkling and the second sprinkling. Now you'll notice that the Gemara actually speaks about tvila bizmano. We're not speaking about tvila. We're talking about sprinkling. Yes, because there's a machlekas elsewhere where the tvila bizmano is mitzvahi. And it's learnt out from a pasuk which Rashi brings. And it's a machlekas when there's a chiyuv tvila to go into the mikveh to become tohir. When there's a mitzvah to become toyer, is it a mitzvah to become toyer at the first possible opportunity at the right time, or does it not matter? That was a machlekas. The Gemara is assuming that in the same way as tvila bizmano mitzvah is a machlekas, it could be it's a machlekas whether hazoya, sprinkling bizmano, is a mitzvah. And therefore, the same will apply here, that Reb Meir holds that hazor bizmano mitzvah, and Reb Yossi says hazor bizmano is not mitzvah. And we assume that that's the same as tvila bizmano. Says the Gemara, are you saying now that Rabbi Yossi, who says that you only sprinkle on day 3 and day 7, is because hazor bizmano is not mitzvah? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that regarding tvila, also tvila bizmano ain't a mitzvah. V'sova Rabbi Yossi loyam rinon tvila bizmano mitzvah. V'tanya, we have explicit proof Rabbi Yossi holds tvila bizmano is a mitzvah. That what did we learn in a brisa? Harei shehoyo shem kosuv al basori. If somebody's unfortunately written one of Hashem's name on his flesh, and now if he's going to go to mikvah, and especially if there's a current, if he's going into a river or in a sea, then and there's a current, the pressure of the water is possibly going to rub out the shame. Hareze lo yirchatz, he shouldn't wash himself, lo yosuch, he shouldn't anoint himself, v'liyamud b'mokim atinoifus, he should not stand in a place which is dirty, in a place which is inappropriate for Dovosh HaBikdusha to be there. Nizdamno lo yitvilo shel mitzvah. If what happens if he's now got a mitzvah to toivel, in the case Rashi says, which where the Torah says, go to the mikvah, and he should go to the mikveh, but if he goes to the mikveh, the name might get rubbed off. So what does the Braisa say? Koyrich alav gemi, he should loosely tie over and cover over the Hashem's name with some type of a grass called gemi. V'toivel, and that the grass will protect the current and the pressure of the water from rubbing out the name. It should be done loosely, otherwise it'll be a chatzitza, and then v'toivel, he can go into the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi argues and says that in the case of Tvilas Mitzvah, Yerud V'Tovel Kedarkoi. He should go into the mikveh just normally, or V'Lvad Shelo Yashav Sheif, he should make sure not to rub the name, Chas V'Shalom, not to rub it out. V'Kaimelon, and we learnt in a Gemara in Shabbos Dav Kuf Chof, the betvila bizman or mitzvah kamifliga. The machleka says whether there's a mitzvah to tovel that day, the first opportunity. The Tanakama sava, the Tanakama holds, layam rin on tvila bizman or mitzvah. Tanakama say you cannot tovel before this point, but if you tovel later, it's okay. So therefore, we trouble you, go look for a gemi and take as much precaution as you can not to rub out the name. Rabbi Yossi Sova, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, I'm reading on Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. He says that Tvila Bizmano is a mitzvah. And if we're going to trouble him to go looking for a gemi, he may delay the Tvila. And there's a mitzvah to Tovel Bizmano. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yossi holds Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. So then the reason that Rabbi Yossi says in our Gemara that we started with, that Ein Mazin Olav Elo Shlishi Ushvi, cannot be because he doesn't hold Tvila bizmanu mitzvah. He holds Tvila bizmanu mitzvah. Elo says the Gemara, the kule alma lehani tanoi yomrin on Tvila bizmanu mitzvah. Both Reb Meir and Reb Yossi in our first brisa holds Tvila bizmanu is a mitzvah. V'hocha b'hocha miflugi. This is what they're arguing about. Reb Meir sova makshino nazar le Tvila. Reb Meir says in the same way as Tvila bizmanu is a mitzvah, so too sprinkling on a tommy mace on time is also a mitzvah. Reb Yossi sova, Reb Yossi says no. Lo makshino nazar le Tvila. Even though Tvila bizmanu is a mitzvah, hazoya, sprinkling of the waters on the tommy mace bizmanu, is not a mitzvah. And therefore it's enough to wait till day 3 and day 7 of the separation days, and you do not need to do day 1, day 2, and all the other days, just in case it's day 3 and 7 from becoming Tommy. So now we've understood Reb Meir, we've understood Reb Yossi. Now we have to move on to Reb Chanina Sgana Koyanim, who in the Braisa, he took it halfway. He said, Koyin Aseirev Hesaporo, you sprinkle every day, but the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, only Shlishi or Shvi. Says the Gemara, Reb Chanina Sgana Koyanim, Im Makish Hazor L'Tvila, if he holds that we compare sprinkling to Tvila, and Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah, and so too sprinkling Bizmano will be Mitzvah. Afilo Kohen, even the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim, Nami, you should also need to sprinkle all 7 days, like Reb Meir said, if you don't compare Hazor to Tvila, like Reb Yossi says, afilu kohen aseirev hesaporo nami loy, then even in the kohen before burning the Por Aduma also shouldn't need to sprinkle every single day. Says the Gemara, lo'olam loy makish. The truth is, he holds that we do not compare them, and therefore, like Reb Yossi, according to the letter of the law, day 3 of separation and day 7 of separation would be enough. However, the Kohen Aseirev Hesaporo, regarding the Kohen before burning the Por Aduma, Maile Ba'alma, as we've seen previously, because there had to be a certain leniency to override and undermine the mistake of the Tzidukim, who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, they had to use a Kohen that was a Tvul Yoim, as we've learned previously. They would make him Tomei with the Sheretz, he would go to the Mikra. They would have to use a leniency in Tara before doing the Por Aduma. Therefore, in wherever else they could adopt a more stringent view and a higher standard of Tara, they would do that. And this is another example that by the Por Aduma, before sprinkling the Por Aduma, they would sprinkle on the Kohen every single day, all 7 days before sprinkling the Por Aduma. Continues the Gemara. Command Oz Lahod Ton Rabon, and we learned in a Braisa, and we have to know which of the three opinions we just learned now, Rab Meir, Rab Yossi, Rab Chanina Sgana Koyanim, which of these three opinions could be the authors of this Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein Bein Koyen Aseirev Hesaporo, there's no difference between the Koyen who's going to burn the Por Aduma, Le Koyen Gadol Be'im HaKippurim, and the Koyen Gadol, the 7 days before Yom Kippur. That means in those 7 days of separation, there's no difference. Elo, one difference. Shazer Prishasa Likdusha, the Kohen before Yom Kippur is the reason for his separation is for Kedusha, he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We want him to have awe and the right frame of mind for going into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and we separate him from the outside world for 7 days. However, V'ochiv HaKohenim Noigim Boy, the other Kohenim, they can touch him. It's okay. However, Vazer, but this person, the Kohen, who's burning the Por Aduma, Prishosei Letara, the main reason they separated him was because of this Chumrah, to make sure that there would be an added standards of Tara, that no chance in the world that he could be Tomei, Tumas Mace, or somebody that was Tomei Mace that would touch him. And as we said before, this was a precaution, because we had to be lenient in order to undermine the Kfira and the mistakes of the Tzidukim. And therefore, we were machmir that no kohen was allowed to touch him at all. That's the only difference between the two. So the Gemara said, who could this be following? It must be Oyer Reb Meir or Reb Yosi. It must be following either Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, who they don't have any difference between Kohen Aseiref Sapara and Kohen Gadol B'Yemakipurim, that both of them, regarding the halachas of sprinkling, either they sprinkled just on day 3 and day 7, or they sprinkled every day. Dear Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, because if the author of this braisa would be Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, we would have an issue. Ho'ikah Namiho. Why do you say the only difference between the two is that regarding the Kohen before Yom Kippur, the other Kohanim can touch him, and before Sreifa Sapara not? There's another difference, that regarding the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, they only sprinkled on him day 3 and day 7. Regarding the Kohen before Sefer Zapporo, they sprinkled on him all 7 days. The fact that Braisa says this is the only difference between the two, it must be that the author is not Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. Continues the Gemara, Maskif lo Reb Yosi b'Reb Chanina. Reb Yosi b'Reb Chanina is going to ask a question which you've probably noticed that I forewarned this, but I avoided discussing it explicitly because the Gemara is doing that here. That we saw before, that according to Reb Meir, they would sprinkle every single day. Why? As we explained before, because any day could be day 3, or the first 3 days could be day 3, and the last 3 days could be day 7. What about day 4? Maskif lo Reb Yosi b'Reb Chanina, Bishleim Rishon, day 1 of separation, Shem or Shlishi? Maybe it's the third day from becoming Tomei. Maybe he became Tomei 2 days before the separation started or earlier. Sheni, the second day also. Shem or Shlishi, maybe it's the third day. Because if he became Tomei the day before he got separated, then the second day of separation is day 3. Shlishi, Shem or Shlishi, day 3 of separation might be day 3 of Tumah because he may have become Tomei on the day he got separated, before he got separated. Chamishi, we've skipped day 4, day 5, Shem or Shvi. As we said before, if day 3 is day 3, if day 1, sorry, is day 3, then day 5 is day 7. If day 2 is day 3, then day 6 is day 7. If day 3 is day 3, then day 7 is day 7. But day 4 is going to be an issue. Chamishi Shem or Shvi, Shishi Shem or Shvi, Shvi Shem or Shvi. Day 5, 6, and 7 could be the seventh day from becoming Tomei. Elo Revi lo Meliyazo Klal. Why do you have to sprinkle on the fourth day at all? Loi b'shlishi ikud esfuk. It cannot be the third day, because if day 4 is the third day, it means he became Tomei on the second day, the day after he went into separation. That can't be. You can't become Tomei Mace when you're in a chamber in the Beis Hamikdash. And it certainly cannot be day 7, or even if it was day 7 of becoming Tomei, theoretically day 4 could be day 7 of becoming Tomei, but that doesn't work because you cannot sprinkle on day 7 without sprinkling on day 3. If he became Tomei 7 days before day 4, then day 1 is going to be day 3. The first sprinkling on that first day of separation would be the day 3, and then you cannot sprinkle day 7 until day 5 of separation. That's the question that Reb Yosi b'Reb Chanina asked. Says the Gemara, Ulatam Meich, that according to you, where you say that all 7 days is all 7 days, Kipshutai, that means you're asking me, what are you doing with day 4? That means you understand that when Reb Meir said in the Braisa that Mazin Olav Kol Shiva means Kol Shiva, and you ask me a question, what's a day 4? Well, I'm asking you a question, that you think that all 7 days means all 7, Hazar Kol Shiva Mi'ika, forget day 4 a moment. Can it possibly be that we sprinkle on them, on the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen, all 7 days? V'okaimulon, the halacha is, we learn this in Psochim Daf Samachei, the Hazar Shvus, Ve'ina Deichas HaShabbos, that there's an Issa D'Rabbonon to sprinkle a person to become Tohir on, to an Issa D'Rabbonon to do it on Shabbos, Ve'ina Deichas HaShabbos, it doesn't override Shabbos. The Chronim discuss what's with Ein Shvus B'Migdash, but it's clear that we do not sprinkle the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur or the Kohen before burning the Por Aduma, we do not sprinkle on them on Shabbos. So in any case, it's not 7 days. There's no 7 days without a Shabbos. Elamayis loch lameima. What do you have to say? When it says Sheva, when Reb Meir says that we sprinkle 7 days, lebar mi Shabbos, besides for Shabbos. Hochanam Yisrael, I'll tell you the same thing. Shiva lebar mi Revi. So excludes the fourth day. The fourth day also not. So it's a whole week, excluding day 4, excluding Shabbos. Omar Rava. So Rava said, therefore, Hilkoch, Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, regarding the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Deloy b'didon Talya Milsa, we cannot choose when to do the separation. Ela b'kviya d'yarcha Talya Milsa, depends when Yud Tishri is. Yom Kippur is Yud Tishri, 7 days before that, b'tlasa b'tishri b'oile frushe, day one of separation has to be Gimel Tishri. So there's nothing you can do about it. Shabbos will be whenever Shabbos will be, and day four will be whenever day four will be. And it could well be there'll be 2 days of those 7 days that you will not sprinkle. Whichever day of the week the third of Tishri falls on, that's when we're going to start the separation. But regarding the Parah Aduma, you can burn it any day. So that Kohen, the Bididon Tani Mil, so we can determine when that's going to happen. We go out of our way to that day one of separation should be Berevi, B'Shabbos should be on a Wednesday. In order that day four of separation will be on Shabbos. And then we'll have orchestrated it in a way that of the 7 days of separation, he'll get sprinkled on for 6 days and not 5 days. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here, discussing, going back to the Mishnah, Lishkas HaParhedrin.